let's kick it off with some Christmas tunes.
It's Christmas Eve across the world. The little girls and boys are fast asleep and dreaming of lovely Christmas toys. With Poppy here to help me, we'll soon be on our way. Flying across the rooftops with Rudolph in my sleigh. I love Christmas Eve. I love Christmas Eve. I love Christmas Eve. I love Christmas Eve. I love the sound of Christmas Eve, the sleigh bells in the snow. I love to see the houses with their candles all aglow. I love the carol singers and the pretty hymns they sing. Silent night and glory to the newborn king.
I love Christmas Eve. I love Christmas Eve. I love Christmas Eve. I love Christmas Eve.
I love my Christmas dinner with turkey, ham, and sprouts. I like the taste of cranberry. It tingles in my mouth. And as we pull the crackers, we have a lot of laughs. Everybody tells a joke, and we all wear funny hats.
I love Christmas Eve. I love Christmas Eve. I love Christmas Eve. I love Christmas Eve.
The JL Show at Christmas, brought to you by Amazon Prime Instant Video. Watch The Dark Knight Rises, The Walking Dead, Free, Transparent Season 1, and more on Amazon Prime Instant Video, and have a truly family Christmas.
I love Christmas Eve. Hello, everybody. Merry Christmas to you. It's Christmas Eve on The JL Show, and I'm joined by Owen. Hello, Owen.
Good thing there's a difference in the time zone.
Yeah,
Lucien, yeah, for fuck's sake, have a bit of quality.
We may as well be operate full transparency and reveal. We are recording this episode on the...
9th, 13th. Wait, what the fuck?
On the 8th. On the 8th of December.
Why is my watch all wrong?
Why do you have, like, the default lock screen as your lock screen? That's really depressing.
That's the default.
Yeah, it is. That's, like, if you go into any app and say, set my lock screen, that's the individual lock screen. Oh, that's the one for me. Yeah. But, so very exciting. It's Christmas Eve. I love Christmas Eve.
The 8th, right?
Yeah. You know, the only person who's going to listen to this on Christmas Eve is me. It's like no one else.
Christmas Eve, I'm going up to Dublin.
So we do. Yay, what are you doing?
Spending time with my family.
Okay.
My extended family.
Wait, are you going to be there for Christmas Day as well?
No.
Christmas.
Every year, my family is very, my dad's side of the family is very good for traditions, man.
Like, yeah.
It's a Christmas carol thing.
So, well, that's a lot better than what my family do, which is, you know, which is just not,
well,
they just don't do anything, they just don't acknowledge Christmas. They're like, fuck, Christmas sucks.
So, Santa
Catholic
come,
church.
Santa never come to you before?
Right, he has. Yeah. Santa's come, but only because he's paid to. It's his job.
I love Sidney's episode with Crusty as Santa. So.
I've been deliberating this weekend about what domain name to get for the podcast because I need to renew our domain name on December 23rd. It's currently jimmyandluke.info. That's not really relevant. So I want to pick a new one. So I have a list of options. I asked Mikkel yesterday, and he said the one I should pick is morepodforyourbuck.com. Okay.
I will actually leave the show.
So our options are. I think jlshow.info, thejlshow.info.
I'm really looking forward to the London episode, so what's the plan for that? It's going to be Skype, so it's...
Google Hangout.
If it doesn't work, okay.
Well, then get access to a computer for like an hour and a half if you can.
I can do that, but I'd much rather... Okay.
It has to be Google Hangout. I
know what happened last time.
I want to record a video episode, and I want to do group video and stuff at Google Hangout.
I had my VPN changed. That obviously messed with Skype before, but... I don't know, it shouldn't mess with Google Hangouts.
I've been informed that there is internet in the place I'm staying, but I won't believe
it'll
until
be
I
like
see it.
Shitty hotel Wi-Fi. So just like me and my crew.
Yeah. It's not a hotel though, it's like a rented apartment or something, because there's like a bunch of people there. I don't really know. I don't know what's going on, I'm just being dragged along. Anyway. first time leaving the country since episode 6 of the podcast, so that's really depressing. Anyway.
That's the country twice, actually.
So we have jlshow.info, thejlshow.info, jlshow.com, I think is available. Then we have jl.website.
Maybe you should consider renaming the show.
We have renamed the show. It's called the JL Show.
Used to be called Panky or
Blocking the Sink.
Two shoes and a donkey.
Who's the donkey?
What?
Who's the donkey? No, I am.
It's just two shoes and a donkey. I don't know.
Yeah. Wait, where's... I have to look at the list. Give us 2 seconds. I have to look at the list. We have thejlshow.com and jlshow.website. And then we have thejlshow.info and jlshow.info and morepodforyourbook.com. So which do you think is the best of those? Or can you think of something better?
I think you should leave it as it is, but none of them sound...
No, I'm not leaving it as the way it is, because that's stupid. JimmyandLuke.info is shit, and it costs me more to renew that than it does to get a new one. I mean, jlshow.com is kind of the obvious one, but... You see, the .com ones and the .website one all cost €8.99 or something, and the .info just cost $2.50, so I'm... But what a... What was something really funny,
.info? More important news. You know where one of our movies got to through? The Tales of Ending.
Yeah.
Are we going to go... When's that on?
July.
Are we going to go see it?
Well, it's on in July.
Oh, that's kind of a...
So, I mean, we can go of our own merits.
That's a really long time away.
Yeah? Well, that's when they have the... Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's when it is.
I assume we have to pay to get in, though.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we'll organize something in NSQI.
Probably not.
It's something I like to...
Because everyone will be like, I'm away in Spain this week. You can't go without me.
Yeah, people will be like, oh, no, I can definitely go. I'll arrange buses. No, it's okay. It's okay, I got it. It's fine. You said you'd arrange buses. Oh, shit, yeah. That's like on the day.
Yeah.
No, like... I don't know, like, I might carpool.
I have a recommendation, everybody. For a Christmas film, The Night of the Hunter. This is from 1955. This is possibly the greatest film I've ever seen. I actually think this might be the best film I've ever seen.
Why? What's so good about it?
It's just amazing. It's like this biblical thing.
A handsome preacher. His knuckles eerily tattooed with love and hate, already sounds like a porno. Roams countryside spreading the gospel and leaving a trail of murdered women in his wake. Definitely a porno.
It's about an evil priest.
Gregory Howard found work out of the Lord,
speak up, boy, we're on a podcast.
So basically, it's just like a priest that goes around killing women.
No, he doesn't go around killing women. The children's father gets executed, and they know where the money is. So he goes, where's the money hid? Where's the money hid? So he kills the mother. Spoiler alert. And then he, like, locks the children in the basement, but they escape, and they go down the river, and there's all these frogs and rabbits watching them. There's, like, 20 minutes of this. And then there's an ice cream shop called Spoons. Oh, it's so good. It's like,
where
the best...
The film?
Huh?
There's that movie that was filmed in Galway, The Quiet Man.
Yes. In Kong. It's like, there are people around Galway who say it's, you know, the greatest film ever made.
Super patriotic.
It's overrated, but, you know, it is a John Ford film, and it is excellent. But
what's it about?
It's like a boxer, and he retires because he kills someone in the ring, and he comes back and he meets the red-haired Irish girl, and it's fine. Like, it's a nice film. It's just not a masterpiece. Night of the Hunter, however, one of the greatest films I've ever seen, and if you can watch it, it's got Christmas in it too. The last like 20 minutes are set at Christmas. Wonderful.
Christmas. It's gonna take gonna be a freeway, yeah. Get my feet on holy ground. So I sing for you. Though you can't hear me when I get through. And feel you near me. I'm driving home for Christmas. Driving home for Christmas with a thousand memories. I take a look at the driver next to me. He's just the same. Just the same.
For Christmas from Santa Claus, Owen?
Well, that's completely not your business. what do you got to do?
I don't know. 2-year supply of condoms. No, I kid. I jest.
A kid, yeah. How about an elf?
You want an elf?
Now you Santa listen to your podcast?
I think Santa does. Santa is like our only listener. Oh, I don't want a lot for Christmas. Oh. There is just one thing I need, and I don't blur about those presents underneath the Christmas tree. I don't even ask for a stocking underneath the fireplace. Santa's gonna make me happy with the toy on Christmas Day.
Listen, I will do it. Stop. I will press it. Stop. 4, 3, 2.
Okay.
Thank you. I do not like singing.
Maybe we should do Christmas with you.
I'm just going to edit the real song in now, so. This episode I plan on being like 10 minutes podcast, 20 minutes of Christmas songs. So we're going to pick all our favorite songs to play. So next up, it's time for my absolute favorite Christmas song. This is Bing Crosby and David Bowie, Little Drummer Boy. It's not my favorite Christmas song. Huh?
My favorite one is probably, no, also one where it's like the mat. Your handsome, your grouch.
Fairy Tale of New York.
Yeah. That has Galway Bay mentioned.
It does. And the bells were ringing out on Christmas. No. That's the probably, boys of the day.
And then what's the one where it's like, I'm coming home for Christmas?
I'm driving home for Christmas. I can't wait to see their faces. That's Chris Rea.
What I said before is to ask if it is my favorite.
Yes, that is most people's favorite. I don't know.
I should buy that song now.
Yeah, you should. Or you could, you know, my favorite is actually Dominic the Italian Christmas donkey. No, is his name Dominic? Yeah. Jiggity jig, ee-aw, ee-aw. It's Dominic the donkey. Jiggity jig, ee-aw, ee-aw. The Italian Christmas donkey. Fine. That's a great song, and we're going to play it for you now. The thing is, we're recording this 2 weeks in advance, which means I will actually have time to edit this and to edit all the songs in. So.
Directly for comment on your post in industry or
French one? OEE. Which one? Like, I see all of his comments, but...
I think I saw a post was, oh shit, I forgot to study.
Oh yeah, that was him. Oh shit, the French thing. I didn't study for that.
Seeing as he doesn't do French.
Wait, what? Doesn't he?
How have you not noticed that?
I don't know, I just never noticed. He sits at the back. I always kind of assumed he just did it. I don't know.
He doesn't do French. I'm fairly sure he doesn't do French.
Alright. Well, he told me he was dyslexic before, so.
Yeah.
That's not a real thing.
Well, I don't really believe it is. I don't really believe it's not, or it is.
Yeah. I've seen so many people who say they're dyslexic, and it's just because they, like, never read books as children.
Yeah.
They don't actually have dyslexia.
That's right. That is the reason.
But if you say that, most people will punch you in the face, so.
Someone in my class has heard you was dyslexic, and it was because they've never read a book.
Yeah. It's like, that's not dyslexia, that's just illiteracy. There's a big difference. Dyslexia is, well, if it exists, it is just like, it is a physical condition, or, you know, a whatever it is. I don't really know. Whereas illiteracy is just your own fucking, or your parents' fault. I'm probably going to get beaten up for saying that. You know what? No one listens.
Are you going to make a secret life for them? Or, like, I don't know, peeing? Like, then, like, the student council disposing of bodies? Or,
well,
you probably don't get the student council involved, so you have to make up the student council.
Yeah.
And then, like, peeing. Probably be it, but then if the teachers found out, they'd find some bullshit reason to kick them out.
I should just do one with every member, just photoshopped in there.
Yeah.
So one with Ty having sex
okay with
that.
Yeah. With Mark.
What, did you do this thing about, Mark's not on the student council, did you do this thing about the history test?
What about it?
The forum.
I don't know, not yet.
I have to do that in study, and I also have to do my art drawing,
We kind of did peer assessment. Did you do biology?
No.
I got an A in biology, so I'm happy with that. He kind of goes, what can he do to make the class better? He did answer all the questions of peer assessment.
We better get our English and Irish.
That's the only test we haven't got back now.
Only ones I haven't got back are English and Irish, and I haven't really gotten art back, but he sort of gave us a result on a piece of paper. He gave us, like, he wrote them all down on an envelope and dumped it on the desk.
So I got 60 in Irish.
Christmas Eve. What else to talk about on Christmas Eve? It's taking for granted that we are doing another episode on Christmas Day. Imagine if I actually, like, forced all you people to do an episode with me on Christmas Day and, like, spend like three hours doing a podcast.
You, like, keep calling me on Skype, for fuck's sake, and then I'd, like, answer it, and then I'd, like, put, like, a really shitty Christmas... No, I'd, like, I'd put Ask FM on my tablet, so it'd just be, like, playing in there in the background.
Oh...
I just, like, put on, like, I don't know, a bunch of gophers.
Yeah. Oh, the Orphan Guy Christmas issue is still not out. It's still not out. I think it's out today or tomorrow, but probably tomorrow.
We're gonna know.
Because I don't know what films are going to be on, like, new films. I know Skiffall is on, and it's probably on Christmas Eve. I know Skyfall's on. And I know that...
Jason Statham movie?
Is on, huh?
Jason Statham movie? You think have Jason Statham movie Christmas?
Yeah, I guess you do.
Yeah,
Jason Statham. And what else? You have, I know The Help is going to be on. Argo's going to be on.
Oh, Argo. I heard that's good, but it looks really bad.
I didn't like Argo.
It's more like The Hostage Crisis.
Yeah. It's okay. Bryan Cranston's in it.
Is he?
Yeah. He's not in it a lot, though.
He's in a lot of movies, but he doesn't seem as good as he was.
Bryan Cranston's not... Yeah, I don't know. He's not a great actor.
It was absolutely fucking brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. I like Bryan Cranston a lot as of, like, a person. I think he's great. I think he's amazing in Breaking Bad, but I haven't thought he was very good in anything else. So, I don't know. Like Godzilla. You're gonna send us back to the Stone Age.
Was that movie ending of Godzilla?
It was okay. Read my review of it. 3 stars.
You give Jack Reacher, which is like probably the greatest movie I've seen this year. No joke, I'm not joking. That movie is brilliant.
My dad says The Book Thief is the best film he's seen all year.
I mean,
and The Book Thief is a fucking waste of time, so.
The way he works out everything, where he has like a different. I just love the character of Jack Reacher.
You should read the books.
Yeah, I thought they were based on something.
There's like 28 books.
Yeah.
I was going to read them before the film came out, and then I saw the film, and it was so shit, I was like, I'm not reading these books.
The movie was brilliant, oh my god.
Jack Reacher.
I don't know, it always likes movies when we read the books, they don't like the film adaptation. Comrades. I will see you in Ireland.
Wish the listeners of our podcast Merry Christmas. It's a Christmas Eve special.
Merry Christmas.
How was your weekend?
Good.
No. How is Christmas Eve going for you? It's Christmas Eve after all.
Have you been a good little girl?
Once upon a Christmas song, everybody sang along. You'd see the joy on every face, and the world it seemed a happier place. These songs brought us together, good time memories forever. Singing them over and over and over again. Every December they get in our heads. Turn them up, play them loud. Every Christmas should be the same. Singing them over and over and over and over again. They say they're good for the soul, but someone tell me I don't know why no one seems to write them no more. The only way to settle the score is to all make way for a new one that keeps the heart of the old one with a little bit of festive cheer. And you'll know when Christmas is near, when this record appears. Once a year he'll be singing this over and over and over again. Every December you'll hear it and say, turn it up, play it loud. Every Christmas should be the same. Singing it over and over and over and over again. It's getting in your head, it's getting in your head. And if you're not singing it all night, you'll be telling a lie.
Today they're lining the streets, people of all ages overcome with festive joy. It seems Britain has found its Xmas factor once again, and the lady responsible for this Christmas magic, Charity McQueen!
Should be the same. Singing it over and over, forever and ever again. Over and over and over again. Over and over and over again. Over and over and over again.
You got ice cream.
You have a
Shit,
man. Shit. We had a new one in my in. We had a new one already, though.
No, I broke it.
Already?
Huh?
Already. No memory.
No, I broke it like last week.
I've had the same calculator since like 2008.
Yeah, but you don't have a I replaced
the battery. You do know you can replace the battery.
Yeah, so I know, but it's not the battery, so it's still on the screen.
Oh, Jesus, okay. Because my batteries have gone a bunch of times.
I think I've had the same one since second year.
I've had the same one since, fifth class.
Oh. I lost it straight away.
No, I have.
You know, now I've got the music from the Jack Reacher trailer stuck in my head.
I'm going to start reading that code.
He watched Jack Reacher yesterday. And I hate Jack Reacher.
I'm actually normally very hard on movies, but I thought Jack...
The trailer was really good,
Jack Reacher was a very good movie.
It was incoherent, and the violence in it was excessive. I can't remember. I haven't seen it in 3 years. I just know that I hated it at the time. I gave it one star. I gave it a one star review.
It was a great movie.
I think that was probably unwarranted.
I thought Tom Cruise was very good.
It was probably Edge of Tomorrow. Exactly.
Edge of Tomorrow is fucking great. Edge of Tomorrow is a masterpiece. I have it on Blu-ray. You get a Blu-ray player, you can watch it.
Oh yeah, I watched Django Unchained. It's very good.
I didn't like it. I hated it.
Django Unchained.
I thought it was pretty good.
It was just basically him. I can see why some people liked it. Basically, it was him going around. He's shooting up a bunch of like people.
He's shooting evil white people.
Exactly.
And Christoph Waltz is there, and he's shouting, and he's being Christoph Waltz and doing his thing. And what's the law?
And then
Jackson turns up, and he's just the horrible butler.
Yeah, I liked him.
And then that.
He's on a horse.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. Everyone's like, oh my god, Leonardo DiCaprio was brilliant in it, but he wasn't.
Oh yeah, no, that's bullshit. Leonardo DiCaprio is not brilliant in anything. He can't even fucking act. There, I said it. Fuck all y'all.
Why did I cut my finger? I gotta read bad.
Best thing Leonardo DiCaprio has ever been in is Inception, and he can't even act in it. So.
Look how bad that is, and I can't even feel it.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
That's awkward.
I saw there's blood on the tissue.
Masturbating.
Masturbating. We must wish our grand friend Kian a much congratulations on his historic win.
Did he win it?
According to the school's SMS notifications, he did.
I think he won like the intermediate.
Oh, seriously? You don't know about that? The school sent out a text to every parent saying that Kian had won. He didn't win the whole thing. He won the senior category. They have junior, intermediate, senior, and overall. He won senior. He did not win overall.
Does senior usually win overall?
No, not necessarily. They gave overall to the intermediate this year. So they said Kian won the whole thing, and he didn't. He won senior. There was a bigger prize that he didn't win, but you know he still did very well.
He won like money for the school.
He won 300 euro, which I'm pretty sure he gets to keep.
Or Mr. Hungry, like remember Michael? Oh my god!
But he kept it.
Guys, remember that start of the year in biology. Mr. Conroy goes, if you win this competition, it's like. He said 450 for yourself, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then Michael ends up winning. It's only 350 now. Michael ends up winning it. School will, like, fucking take the check.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Oh, my God.
I think they probably looked at it and thought, Michael doesn't really need this money.
No, Michael deserved it. Michael, what he wants to do for school. If that was me, and I'm being very kind of... I mean, I wouldn't have won that anyway.
Yeah.
But... if I made a video like mine and won it, and the school like come off and like take the check, I'd be like, for fuck's sake, I mean, I might be doing anything about it, but I'd be really pissed because it was meant to be for me.
Yeah. I would do something about it.
The school go spend it on some shitty photon camera, whatever that is. That's not what they spend on.
That's not what they're... Wait, I thought that was going towards the fucking media lab they were building.
No
one wants a proton cannon. Jesus.
If going towards something...
They should just build, like, the fucking... whatever you call it. That thing in Switzerland y'all went to. They should just build that under the school.
Yeah.
The Large Hadron Collider.
When are they building our media lab? And where?
They're never going... Well, they're supposed to build it up in the room in front of the computer room upstairs. Up next to Mr. Quares. They're never going to, though.
What are they going to do? Like, buy David and stuff.
Jack Reacher.
You're kind of disrupting
in cinemas.
He's bouncing up and down. Stop. What can they do? They bought a map. They can
buy like 20 of them.
You know, they can buy a really good map. You don't need 20 maps.
That's what they're planning on buying. Because they want a state-of-the-art film editing. They don't fucking need one.
I'm
going to burn it down like Little Caesar. I'll tell you something. Little Caesar's Ferguson that got burnt down in the riots. There is a Kickstarter campaign to have it rebuilt, and I donated $3. I donated $3 to have the Little Caesar's rebuilt.
This is really, really, really bad. They fucking destroyed Ferguson.
They have reason to protest. They have perfect reason to be angry. Burning down a Little Caesars and a bakery that have absolutely nothing to do with Michael Brown's shooting is not the answer.
I read an article.
Like, if you're going to burn them down, burn down the police station.
Exactly. Burn down the police station or burn down the shop where he was shot, which is what they did. They did burn that down. But they burned down loads of...
I think that he was rightfully shot. And then that new guy that died, the black guy...
No, dear God, Owen, shut the fuck up.
What? That's my opinion. He deserved to be shot.
Jesus fucking Christ. We're back now. Owen said something incredibly offensive and we had to edit it out.
No, but the cop,
he expressed his ignorant opinion on a very sensitive matter.
There's another one, another black guy.
Oh,
was,
Jesus.
Did you see him get, there was video evidence of it, so, you know, my view is not my... The one who got, like, choked.
Trayvon.
That's the guy who got choked.
No, yeah.
Yeah, that guy, yeah.
Yeah, hey.
I don't know what his name is.
Okay, basically, you hate I'm going to tell everyone what happened, so I watched the video.
I'm going to edit this out anyway.
Did you see this? Did you watch the video?
No, I don't want to watch a video of
anyway,
real life violence.
Basically,
I'm sure he wasn't.
No, he was. Okay, basically, a police officer was trying to arrest this black guy.
He was selling loose cigarettes.
An African American.
Yeah, the black guy was
an African American. A person of color.
Shut up. He was being very aggressive, and eventually, you know, obviously, it's just what I'm on police officer.
Yeah.
And he also have guys on standby. But what the black guy did, the police officer tried to arrest him, but then the black guy shoves him. And, you know, and so then all the guys come in, grab him, and unfortunately he was strangled, he was suffocated to death.
He said, but I don't believe, I can't breathe, and they choked him to death.
The police, I'm
not allowing these right-wing opinions to be expressed on the show.
No,
I think
it's very unfair if you edit this out.
There's no freedom of speech.
This is my, exactly. I mean, no I don't think the police are guilty. It's like, I was guilty. He attacked an officer. The officer responded. I was very impressed with how they responded, how quickly they worked.
All right. Thank you for listening to the Christmas Eve special of the JL show. We'll be back tomorrow.
Oh, the Christmas Eve special. Yeah. Oh, shit.
We'll be back tomorrow. It is Christmas Day. We'll be back at 6 a.m. to wake you up with all your lovely Christmas presents, one of which will be our fantastic episode. Are you excited for your Christmas, Shane? Santa's coming tonight. Leave him some cookies and leave him a CD with your favorite episode of the JL show so you can listen to them all from the North Pole. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more pod for your with more Christmas for your buck. Thank you. Goodbye.
I love Christmas Eve. I love Christmas Eve. I love Christmas Eve. I love Christmas Eve.
I love the sound of Christmas Eve.
The sleigh bells in the snow.
I love to see the houses with their candles all aglow.
I love the carol singers and the pretty hymns they sing.
Silent night and glory to the newborn King.
I love Christmas Eve. 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 I love Christmas Eve.
I love my Christmas dinner with the turkey, ham, and sprouts. I like a little raspberry and a great big pint of stout.
And as we blow the crackers, we have a lot of laughs. Everybody tells a joke, we are.